So when he was gone and stuff, I mean, exactly how did you feel when he would, leave and you would only have limited contact and with him?
Well, I've always just, I don't know, I've always been, satisfied. I mean, I don't, I never, I was never, I'm not a clingy kind of person. So as long as, I've always felt as long as I know where he is and how to get a hold of him, if I need to, then I'm satisfied with him being gone. So.
Now, would he tell you exactly where he was going when he would leave?
Yes, I would know where he was going. Because at that time he was doing cleanup. He wasn't involved in the testing side, so it wasn't a real big secret what he was doing, so.
Okay, and what type of cleanup was it specifically?
Like at the Johnson Atoll, it was they had did some mat done some rocket tests that went awry, and they blew up the rockets on the pad, which scattered uranium all over the ground, and they were cleaning up the ground.
Well, were you ever worried about the task that he was doing?
No.
Really?
No, never. Because see, whenever I met him and married him, he'd already been involved in this career for a good 10, almost 15 years. And he tells stories of whenever he was up in Idaho when he was married to his first wife, and they had a reactor up there, and there was a reactor accident, and he had to enter in at that, and he told about the high radioactive and coming back out, So he's had exposure before I ever met him. So he was comfortable with his field, and he was comfortable with what he was doing, and so I sort of take my lead from that, If he's comfortable with it and not worried, why should I be not, why should I be worried? So I wasn't worried.